Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise thee, the all-wise, wonderful, living God, in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We come forth, praise God, on this evening to continue bringing you the Word of God as we read out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. Amen. We're coming forth reading from Genesis to Revelation, praise God. We read, praise God, out of the King James Version, and currently we are in 1 Peter. Amen. 1 Peter, the epistle, general of Peter. Amen. We come forth reading the Word of God Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, praise God. We enjoy and appreciate all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk. Even if you are looking us through us, our archives, and praise God, you have to pull up David and Diane Ministry Bible Reading, praise God. Here we go on this day of February 14th, 2022. Happy Valentine's Day. Hallelujah. Happy Valentine's Day to all you, praise God, on the East Coast, all you on the West Coast, and all you up north, and all you down there in the southern part. We thank God for all you over in Malaysia, and those in Japan, those in Indonesia. We thank God in the name of Jesus for many of the European countries that are listening to our program, as well as Canada and South America. We're talking about Puerto Rico, and we're talking about Jamaica. And we just thank God. Amen. Thank God, because, see, this is the day. You heard me, that this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will. I said I will rejoice and be glad in him. I truly give praise and honor to God in the name of Jesus, first and foremost, because he is the head of my life. Once again, acknowledging all that which is positive and real in him, I thank God for being my King of Kings and my Lord of Lords, knowing that there's but one God, only one God, eternal, in Jesus' name. And we thank God in the name of Jesus that as we have the unity and the coming together, the confirmation of oneness, I thank God for my wife, whom was definitely and truly anointed woman of God, blessed from God. And I am blessed in the name of Jesus, allowed to have an anointed woman of God in my life, by my side, allowing us to be able to work the miracles that God has for us to do. We thank God in the name of Jesus as I once again give honor to my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, in the name of Jesus. Then we just once again want to give honor to those that are listening in the name of Jesus. And Minister Andrew Orlando out of Los Angeles, California, God bless you, my brother. We say God bless Sister V. Amen, amen. We love the Compton connection. Amen. We also appreciate and thank God for Georgia in the name of Jesus. We give God glory in the name of Jesus for many of your cities and states and people in the, around the country that are listening to us. And if we have not mentioned your name or mentioned your state, we say still thank you. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Amen. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God, where we come forth with the Word Friday, reading the Bible. Then we come on Sundays with a word of inspiration, a word of God that comes forth at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Sometimes Lady Diane also comes forth with that word. Amen. We've been undergoing a major construction right now amongst what God has blessed us and anointed us with. And we are just moving forward and doing what it is that God has called for us to do, staying in perfect alignment in Jesus' name, allowing us to be blessed as we open up our understanding, our love, and our relationship. Amen. Not only unto God, but to our better half that we have, acknowledging the relationship and understanding the commitment that we have to the Word of God and the commitment of God and relationship of God. The covenant is real. And understand if a three-chord is tied together, it's very hard and difficult to break. And the Word of God acknowledges that. So let's keep that mindful and front in the name of Jesus. For if God be for you, how can the world be against you? Ooh, in the name of Jesus. Claim the victory today because you woke up and you brought forth another opportunity to give joy to somebody and for you yourself to be happy on today. But once again, let us pray as we continue to move forward into the Word of God as we read from the King James Version of God's Holy Word. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on today, Lord God, we want to pause to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing our minds to stay fresh and clear and focused on you, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to continue to press on and move forward, being better one day at a time. We thank you, Father, for the provisions that which you provided before us on today. We pray for those that have come forth seeking and desiring to be saved on this day, Lord, asking, what must I do? We pray that, Father God, they hear word of inspiration that comes out of the scriptures that you have for us to read before you. We thank you, God, for the call. We thank you, God, for the anointing. We thank you, God, for your healing and deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise. And hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, once again, hallelujah, and praise be to the always wonderful living God. We're coming forth in the name of Jesus out of the book of Peter. First Peter. Amen. I'm going to read the epistle in the name of Jesus. First Peter chapter 1. Let us read. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the stranger scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Galicia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto the lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to the inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be redeemed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, although now for the season, if need be, ye are in holiness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than the gold that perished, thou it be tried with fire, not be found to praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom have ye not seen, ye love, and whom thou know ye see him not. Yet believe. Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving an end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, of which salvation and prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioned yourselves according to the former lust of your ignorance, but as he which hath called you as holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of the Lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that received and raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfailing love of the brethren, seeing that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass liveth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envies and all evil speakings as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted, the Lord is gracious. To whom coming as unto a living stone, this beloved indeed of man, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as living stone, are built up as spiritual houses, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone,
elect princes. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe his precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head corner and the stone of stumbling, out of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. While to also they were appointed. But ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a particular people, that ye should know and show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which cannot obtain mercy, but not obtain mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evil do, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto the God as unto them that are set by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so it is the will of God that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free are not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servant of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servant, be subject to your master with all fear, not only do the good and gentle, but so to the forward. For this is the thankworthy, if a man for conscience, for God endure grief, suffering wrongfully, for what glory is it, if when ye be but by your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. For every hereafter were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was gold in his mouth, who, when he was revealed, revealed not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteousness. The his own self bar our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead in sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. Chapter 3. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wise. While they behold you, chaste conversation compelled with fear, whose adorning let it not be the outward adorning of planting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornaments of the meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great praise. For after this manner in the old time, the old holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye are doers and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, no, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of them the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but cornerwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good be, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be ye not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is bitter if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well doing than for evil doing. For Christ also hath once suffered your sins, unjust for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient. When once the suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure went on to even baptism, but also now save us, not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels in authority being made subject unto him. 1 Peter chapter 4. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer shall live the rest of his time in the flesh that the lust of him, but to the will of God, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walk in the lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, bankruptcy, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it's strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to the men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand, and ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. And every man has received the gift, even as minister, the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange, according to the fiery trial which is in to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, and as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory of God resteth upon you. On your part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, what shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto the faithful Creator. 1 Peter chapter 5. The evil of the world, which are among you, and am also an elder, I'm the witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither being over God's heritage, both being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is roaming around a roaring lion, walking about seeking who he may devour. Who resists, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are compassed in your brethren and are in the world. But the God of our grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you, To him be glory and dominion forever and
ever.
Amen. By Sylvanus, faithful brethren, unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God, wherein ye stand, the church at Babylon, elect together with you, saluteth you, and so doth Mark, my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Peter, chapter 1, 2 Peter, chapter 1, 2 Peter. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like persecution with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you, knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as the divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto the exceeding great and precious promises, that by these they might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the way through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to the virtue knowledge, and to the knowledge temperance, and to the temperance patience, and to the patience, and to godliness, brethren, kindness, and brotherly charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he is purged from his own sin. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so our entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly, and to the everlasting knowledge, kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you away in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, if I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endure, that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised faith when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, which were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there comes such a voice, let him from that excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice came from heaven. When we were with him, knowing him, we have a more sure word of prophecy. Well, to ye do it, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in the dark place, unto a day dawn in the day star arise in your heart, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter chapter 2. But there among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring and damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring unto them themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious way, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through the covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and damnation stumbleth not. For if God spared not the angel that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them to chains and darkness, to the be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person and preacher of righteousness, bringing in the blood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with the overthrow, making those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just look vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for the righteous man dwelleth among them. In seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their look. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to deserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, whereas angels, which are great in power and might, bring not really the subjection against them, thereafter before the Lord. But these are natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, spoke evil of it and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, that they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes sporting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, eyes that cannot see from sin, getting unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetousness, practice, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam and the son of Beor, who loved the wickedness of the unrighteous, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass speaking with man's voice, the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lost through the lust of the flesh, through which and much wantonness. Those that were clean escape them who live in error, while they promise them liberty. They themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul back to her wooling in the mind. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of 2 Peter chapter 2. Amen. And it's definitely getting tight in the name of Jesus. But that's the first time throughout the entire word of God that we actually have seen that I can remember a total cut of Peter. And he comes out and says, and for the iniquity, the dumbass speaking with man's voice forbid the madness of them of the prophet. So praise God. We recognize in the word, so that's something that we need to take care of. We have to be hearers of the word, doers of the word, and reflection. We ought to repeat from the word of what Jesus Christ has expressed to you. Another beautiful day. For it is truly a great day to live. God bless you.
No.